of the Lord forever I will sing. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing the mercies of the Lord.
With my mouth. One more time. I will sing
of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
Yes, Lord.
Your faithfulness with my mouth.
Your faithfulness to all generations.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Before you go, let's appreciate singers. They had to come here at 7 o'clock, before 7 o'clock. Am I right? Huh? Praise God. And they had to sing. They do more than a pastor sometimes in the service. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Can I have your seat? Praise God. They can't afford to be late. All right. Remember, we're talking. Please sit down, everybody. I remember I did a teaching two weeks ago. I was talking about covenant names of God. I want us to continue with, and then because it's not only one way. Let's go to Genesis 17. Just next few minutes. Our children will come and do some special things by around 8:30 thereabouts. So let's just hear for a few minutes for them to come do some things in the service they want to. Was it, which day was the Children's Day? Is it tomorrow? All right, so they want to come, listen, worship service and go. Genesis 17, verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Give me in NKJV. Thank you. That is good. Put El Shaddai there. That's mean of Almighty. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I'm Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And then next verse is, I will make my covenant. My covenant. My covenant. When it comes to covenant, it's somebody coming together for agreement. That I will do this, I will do this, you will do this, you will do this. And then if I don't do that, the God that we both call upon will destroy us. My uncle had told about him that, Odale, Obalelo. The beautiful thing about this is that it's asking Abraham. Abraham is not asking him. And we saw 2 weeks ago that that covenant has to do with his compound name. For instance, you will see compound name, Stephen Harrison. It's a covenant word. You know, they use that, you put them together, join it together. For instance, God, after the covenant, became the God of Abraham. So God took Abraham as his surname. Sound weird. Took Abraham as his surname. And Abraham took God's name as his own surname, Abraham of God. So they were together like that. Now, in that covenant, I told you last week, I said, certain professions have what they call covenants, like doctors, Hippocratic oath, lawyers, they take some oath and say, we'll do this to ourselves, we'll be faithful. And that name, doctor or lawyer or barrister, carries that covenant name that this is what you must do. And we are looking at our fathers in the faith gave us the Bible study and said there are seven covenant names of God. And we saw the first one in Genesis chapter 19 or 22. Let's look at it. Genesis 22. And that the compound name of God. We saw this one that says, the Lord, our provider. Genesis 22, verse 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his own when he was about to offer his son. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it off for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day. So it became a covenant name. Next verse, please. Read the next verse. As it is said to this day, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be provided. So when God gave that name, Jehovah Jireh, it means I will take care of you. I will provide for you. I will see to your life. I want each one of us over here to accept this fact. Now, I know that we live in a world where there's so much happening. You never know what will happen next. Trials, testimonies, tribulations, stress. But God said, in all this, I'll take care of you. I'll provide for you. In my few years on earth, I've seen a few things. But I've also seen the Lord just been there to take care of us. A lot of time in life, we become stressful or manipulative when we want to take care of ourselves. And when we do that, it becomes a zero-sum game. So because I take care of me, I can't take care of you. I'll take care of yourself, my expense. But no, God said, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Let's look at the next name of God. Let's go to Exodus 15 quickly. And this is just beautiful. This is after they crossed the Red Sea. And something happened. You know, the Red Sea is full of water. Am I right? Am I right? Well, they sang the song, Exodus 15. They sang all the way. And then look at verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Exodus 15, 22. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Can you just imagine? They just crossed, water was everywhere. Right? And then they cross over, and then they enter. That's what life looks like sometimes. Huh? You're just full of water. Next minute, you cross over, there's no water to drink. I like you to see the people of Israel like us. They are our type. Next verse. Now, when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. There was a provision of water. But it was not sweet. Remember, the first name, Jehovah Jireh, I'll provide. Now, they had gone through water. They came out to the other side. And water was provided. But it was bitter. Interesting. 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 Sometimes what God gives may turn sour. Yeah. So what do we do? Next verse. And people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? Let's go on. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters, he didn't give them another water. Mm-mm. He showed him a tree. when they cast to the waters were made sweet. Or in other words, the water was healed. It was restored. Now, let's read together the next set of words. Can we go? Let's go on. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them. And there he tested them. What did he say? Next verse. Let's read together, everybody. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put known diseases on you which are brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you, or Jehovah Rapha. Am I correct? I'm the Lord, your personal healer. Now, God won't give you another body. So, give us NIV. And now, please, can we read together again one more time? If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of disease I brought on the Egyptians, for I'm the Lord who heals you. Now, we notice that in the case of Jehovah Jireh, God said to Abraham, bring your son, am I right? Your son that you love, and offer him to me. Oh, I forgot to tell you about a sister, because I couldn't make last service. A sister was in the service that 2 weeks ago, and she had a wedding to handle, and she had to bring so much money. And then she wanted to get the money out. There was this special account she had that she couldn't get the money out for months. She tried everything. She wrote affidavit, money didn't come out. So this wedding coming, she told herself, I didn't have enough money. So she started thinking, should I take that last money that my reserve to use for my sister, because the lady that's getting married didn't have a father, didn't have a mother. So they were like the father and the mother. So she said she was in the service, and then she listened, and then we talked about your God saying, bring your son, your only son. And then she said, let me offer this to God for my niece. So she said, Lord, I will try again this account. When I get down there, the money is released. She tried before, after that, to get the money. Second day, Monday following, she went to the bank and they gave her the money. So she transferred the money to the person. Now, she was in the first service, then she was second service. And in the second service, she had me talking about debt. You see, people over here said, if God can receive your offering, he also receive your debts. So we prayed over debt. So we put it over here, second service. And she had some debts that she had to clarify. She had to pay back. She said, Lord, I'm trusting you. And then she gave that money on Monday. A bad day was that same week. On a bad day, somebody gave her money the money she gave to the sister for that reserve, the money was given, and the debt that she was owing, the money together paid everything. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. That's Jehovah Jireh. I'll take care of you. Hallelujah. See, I forgot to tell you that. So, although I was not in the service. Now, in this case, he's not asking you to bring your son. He's asking you to lend him your ears. Wow. Now, I know my time is up. Look at this verse over here. I went to medical school. I know how the body operates. No, I should be humble about that. I don't know how the body operates. I was taught how the body operates. That's what we were taught. But God was telling them, look, if you know the Egyptians, they have the finest medicine in the world. Where they are coming from. And God said this simple, clear to them. It's been a challenge over the years for me. If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes and pay attention to his commands. You notice something? The Lord kept telling me years ago till now, your healing, your hurt is in your hearing. I said, what? Thank God for X-ray. Thank God for all those things. But God said, me, your healing is in your hearing. If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, I can't understand how health and healing can be tied to my ears. But the Lord said, I'm your healer. If you just listen. If you just listen. Listening is difficult today with all the discussion of YouTube and Facebook and whatever it is that I'm on. Listening is difficult today. So listen. Let's look at Luke 5. Let's jump. At time. Where are the kids? I hope they are. Okay, they are already upstairs. Let's go. What I say we should open to? Luke 5. Take a look at this. Luke 5. Hallelujah. Verse 15. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to do what? To hear and to be healed. So I saw this picture one day. I saw that in Jesus' meeting, when you get there, you just sit down and listen and listen and listen and listen and listen and listen. And when you are sick, you listen some more, you listen some more. When he prayed for you, and you don't get well, just listen some more, just listen some more, just listen some more. So I know what to do between when I'm sick and when I want to be well. I should be listening. I should be listening. As I get older and as a pastor, the greatest challenge for me is to listen to God, to read his word, to make time for it. Listen. Listen. If you listen carefully, look at all the miracles of Jesus. There was a listening. For instance, the centurion man. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He said, just speak. Just speak. The woman of the issue of blood, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So, to see Jehovah Rapha is the root of it. Listening. Listening. Listen to the Lord. Listen, listen, listen to my voice. And when he said my voice, it doesn't mean something in the air. It means this word I've given. The truth of the word of God. So if you listen, that's it. One of the greatest healing evangelists I ever knew. They asked him, how do you keep on going? He said, I just listen. I just keep reading. In fact, somebody asked him, when you are down, what do you do? He said, I double my reading. If you listen. If you listen. If you just listen. To the voice. Give us back. Let's round up. If you listen. 15:26. Exodus. NIV. If you listen carefully. See all our children. They have been taught now not to listen. Just to watch. Just to watch. See them holding our phone. Just to watch. Just to watch. It's bling, bling, bling. Just to watch. Just to watch. Just to watch. Just to watch. Sometimes I'm watching YouTube. I put it down, close it, so I can listen. Because your eyes just dabbling, 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 dabbling. You won't listen to what it's talking about. Hallelujah. So if 15:26, if you listen, change it, please. If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes. See, when you listen carefully and notice something, you start seeing what is wrong. You know when to call, who to call, how to handle your health. If you listen. Just listen. Listen carefully. Take time to listen. Our old timers call it quiet time. Take the time to listen. It will improve you. It will change your health. It will improve the healing virtue in your body. I'm Jehovah Rapha. And he promised you this. If you listen to me, what happens to the world won't come on you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, if you listen, I will not allow to come on you. Wow. Wow. I like this verse, but it's tedious. Oh, boy, have you heard about that thing? Come on, Africans. Can you call? You know? She said, just listen. We will do other things, too, but listen. Listen. Oh, let's close. John chapter 4. Let's round up with that. Tonight is men's meeting, 6 o'clock. Please don't forget Zoom meeting. Let's quickly go to. What else we should open to? John 4. Let's read it. Listen. Listen. Hallelujah. Second miracle of Jesus. Listen. John chapter 4. Look at verse 46. I just read it before the children will come and do their stuff. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. His son was sick at Capernaum. So he came to Jesus. Let's go. Next verse. So when he heard that Jesus, listen, that Christ had come to out of Judea and to Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Next verse. And Jesus said to him, unless you will see signs and wonders, you by no means believe. You want to see. You want to hear. You don't. Look at what the man said. Look, sir, come down before my child dies. Sorry, I'm in fact. Come down. Look at this verse. He said to him, go your way. Your son lives. See, that man did something interesting. He listened attentively. So to listen means to believe. The word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. I said, what? It's part of death. Listen. Next verse. And as he was going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, your son lives. And he asked, next verse, and he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. Look at what he said next. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, if you listen. Notice he believed twice. He believed first the word, then he believed Jesus at the end. Listen. 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 Listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Can we listen to one this morning as they come up? Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anointing oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. Is anyone sick among us? Let's close our eyes. Say, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. So we pray for you this morning. If you want to, if you listen to that, anyone, stand up on your feet so we can anoint you with oil. Praise God. Anyone? I'm waiting. Thank you. Please come quickly to the front. Can I have Rapita, Pastor Deke, and Pastor Gabi? Please come. Help us. Can you bring the bottle of oil? Please come. Just come over here. Prophet Mrs., please come. I want to use it. Please come. I want us to pray. Just come here first. Let's pray. Not you, but let's just. We're going to anoint you with oil this morning. Prophet Mrs., please come. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You can just, okay, just let that join. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We come for your people this morning. We pray for their health. We listen to your voice this morning. And we ask you that as we anoint them with oil in your name, the prayer of faith will save them from this sickness. And Lord, you will raise them up out of this sickness. Because any sin in their life is to be forgiven in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, they're going to just come anoint you. Don't pray again. Just anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. When you do that, Thank God for your healing and receive that. Okay? Let's do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Children, please come down. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Just anoint you with oil. As I anoint you, just thank God and go to your seat and give praise to God. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Just thank him that his word is coming to pass. His word is coming to pass. His word is coming to pass. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Can we all lift our hands and thank God for their healing? Praise God. He said, prayer of faith will raise. We'll save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. If you have come forward to be prayed for, you tell yourself, the Lord is raising me out of this sickness. The Lord is raising me. The Lord is raising me in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Today is a day before the Children's Day, and the children have something for us for the next 30 minutes. Thereabouts, though we're going to have some things in between. So Thanksgiving, praise the Lord. All right, are we ready, kids? Please relax and enjoy the service. Who am I going to see? Brother, who's the coordinating elder of the Teens Church for this one? Come on, come on, come on. Time is going. Who is the coordinating elder of the Teens Church? I'm waiting. Okay, all right, I was waiting for you. Okay. Yes. I think it's your kind of microphone.
Please, teenagers, children, can you come forward here too? Thank you. You can come here too. Thank you. Good morning, sirs. Good morning, ma. Today is our Children's Day celebration, and we are grateful to the church for giving us the opportunity to celebrate the Children's Day in God's way. Praise the Lord. All right, so without wasting much of our time, I told our teenagers last week that when we're growing up, there's what we call jealousy, and the meaning of jealousy is Jekile Osimi. And today we want to show you that Teens Church and Children's Church is not Jekile Osimi. The Lord has been imparting us, and it's an opportunity to show you what God has been doing in our lives. Praise the Lord. So we are going to be starting with a poem from Carrie about our great life.
Church, I'm going to be reading a poem on a great life. A great life is rooted in God's word, like a tree planted, forever stirred. With wisdom and guidance, we navigate life's sea and find our purpose in God's destiny. Like Joseph, who rose from ashes to fame, we trust in God's plan and his divine name. Through trials and tribulations, we stand tall and see the beauty in God's master plan for all. With the fruit of the Spirit, we adorn our way. Love, joy, peace, and kindness every single day. Like Jesus, who loved and served with grace, we live a life of love and a heart that embraces. Like Daniel, who stood for what is right, we live with integrity, shining like a beacon light. With humility and faith, we face every test and trust in God's goodness and his eternal rest. A great life is lived with purpose and might, like Paul, who shared the gospel with all his might. With passion and fire, we share God's love and grace and live a life that's great in every single place. May our lives be a reflection of God's love, a great life full of freedom as a dove. With faith, hope, and love, we'll make our way and live a life that's great every single day. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. For the past 1 month, we have been discussing about what it means to have a great life. And it's interesting to know that that poem was written by her from all the learning she has learned. Praise the Lord. Now, it's time for our choir presentation.
Right. While the choir is singing, we're going to give our offering. The choir is singing. Mrs. Uchi, you are not singing. This is Sister Allen's daughter. Am I right? So, this is the daughter of Mrs. Allen. Praise the Lord. Clap our hands for Jesus. You know, of course, Mrs. Uchi's daughter is in the higher choir. So, they're going to sing. Let's pray our offering. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We bring our offering to you and our tithe. We receive your blessing, and we ask that we serve you more on in our place, our position on earth, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give while the choir sing.
Christ, the solid rock I stand. No double-minded ships in sands. On Christ, the rock I plant my feet. A firm foundation for me. On Christ the rock I place my heart, and trust in who you say you are. No circumstance that calls my way will ever move this solid place. Purposes. rock I stand.
Good morning, church. I am ready to read the Proverbs for today. Please, can I plead with you to stand up? We are reading Proverbs 26. I read the first verse and the church read the next. And we take the last verse together. And I read, as snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. Please, church, read the next verse. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Answer a fool according to his folly. Let him be wise in his own conceit. The legs of the lame are not equal, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As a tongue goes up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. The slothful man says, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the street. The slothful hides his hand in his own bosom. It grieves him to bring it again into his mouth. He that passed by and meddles with strife belonging unto him is like one that takes a dog by the ears. So is the man that deceives his neighbor and says, am I not in sport? As coals are burning to coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to can induce strife. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. When he speaks fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Whoever digs a pill shall fall therein, and he that rolls a stone, it will return upon him. Please, let's take the last verse together. A lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Thank you.
Good day, my good day, sir. My name is Damisiro Joseph. I am here to recite my memory verse. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the enemy. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the enemy. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, is my God. In him I will trust. Surely you deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence. He will cover me with his feather. He will shield me with his wing. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. Of the pestilence that walk in darkness, of destruction that live at noonday, a thousand shall fall at my side, 10,000 as my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of drinking. For you have given his angels shall over me to give me now my way. They have brought me up in jar, lest I dash my foot against it. I tread upon the lion and the cobra, the long lion and the serpent. I shall cross on that foot. Psalm 1 verse 17. I shall not die, but live to scare the word of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priest. I am a holy nation. I am a peculiar person. I'm God's own special person. I've come to show for the praises of God who come out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Oluwala Adelosun. My memory verse is taken from the book of Psalm 127, verse 3 and 4. Behold, children are your heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Adeshimo Ojulade. I'm here to welcome you to Teenagers Church for our Children's Day service. You are welcome to our Teenagers and Kids Children's Day. Today, all parents are allowed to rest and relax while their children show off their talent and praise God. So, all parents are also allowed to buy junks for their children since today's Children's Day. But either way, you are welcome to Universal Continental Rock Foundation Church Teenagers Children's Day. Thank you.
Good morning, sweet daddies and mommies. I am Inioluwa. With gratitude in our heart, we want to thank the Lord Almighty for not just giving us a parent, but for giving us sweet, lovely, loving, dedicated, God-fearing, and responsible parents like you. On behalf of a wonderful ambassador of all the wonderful ambassadors of Christ in Rock Foundation Kiddish Church, we want to tell our parents thank you for all the love they've showered us from birth, for sacrificing most things for us, for starving most times for us to have food on our tables, for sponsoring us to school, and don't let forget for putting smiles on our cute faces. We wish we could give you all hugs and kisses one after the other, but time won't permit us. So I said this very large hug on behalf of all the wonderful ambassadors of Christ in the Kiddish Church. Thank you, God bless you. And our prayer to God Almighty is to bless you and may you reap the fruit of your labor, which means in Yoruba, Ejeun Molaya Talafia, Loruko Jesu. Thank you so much. God bless you. We love you all.
Good morning, church. My name is Kenny. On behalf of the Teens Church, we are here to appreciate you. We say thank you for your doing, and we thank you for the support you gave to the Teens Church. And we also thank our parents for bringing us up in the way of the Lord. We say thank you. We love you so much. And we are telling you now that you mean a lot to us. We say thank you. God bless you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. May the Lord bless you. Please accept the token from us. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. That's token from the Teens Church and Kiddies Church. Can we put our hands together for them, for their teachers, and for the children too? God bless you all. You all be continually mentored by God, and great shall be your peace, your prosperity, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. At this moment, we want to rejoice with the Idowus. Mr. and Mrs. Idowu received a daughter for their son yesterday. Let's put our hands together. They welcome a daughter into their family. Their son got married yesterday. Don't say I was not there. I was not invited. Rock Foundation Church is a big church. You can't vote. Shebo, shemo. You understand? You know, that's what we preach here. You don't overstretch yourself. Don't worry. Many other ones will come, or people that are close to you too, they will invite you. Praise God. Let's rise to our feet as we rejoice with them. They have come to give thanks to God this morning. And we believe that this new family,
hallelujah,
they would do well, they will prosper. It's a home,
come and see,
built the upon the cross, upon the foundation of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come and see, the Lord is good. Come and see, the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. I have seen the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord, oh, come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good.